Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And again this week I have with me my oldest child.
Hello, Shelley.
And my youngest child.
Hi, Chip.
And
I do as I'm told.
We had a really good time last week. Chip, you think they need to listen?
Oh, yes. If you're just tuning in, by any means, whatever you... So they can go on the web, Mom?
They can go on the web, okay. On the archives.
All right.
And you can put the dates of last week's radio broadcast, because we're talking about... I'm telling you, folks, things are happening. We're not at a standstill in this mm-hmm. earth. Things are zooming forward. Mm-hmm. And one of the big zooms that happened was the homegoing of Oral Roberts. And I call this the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast because once I was seeking the Lord about what is my ministry. And he took me to Acts, the 26th chapter, which said, I have made you a minister and a witness. And then he made me to know that he causes me to see things happen in the earth and then tell other people about them. I'm even anointed to tell people. Mm-hmm. People go with me to Israel and they say, we can't wait till we get back home and we can hear Billy preach and we can find out what happened while we were there. And they were there. But there comes an anointing. There is an anointing on me to witness and to tell about it.
Right.
And so Brother Roberts went home and Chip and I, you were a witness to one part of it, Shelley, and then Chip to another. We went out to Brother Oral Roberts in July of 2007, and we talked about part of it last week. Chip was getting ready to go to work for Oral Roberts University. We spent the day with Brother Roberts. Chip went in to that meeting with Brother Roberts that day. He invited us for lunch, and we had a Holy Ghost. He said, Brother Roberts said, I haven't been to a Holy Ghost meeting like this in years, because the power of God just...
I remember once that day he said, I haven't felt the power of God like this in years.
Yes, he said that.
And he sat down.
Yeah.
Remember, in the living room?
Yes, he did. And we had a manifestation of the power in so many ways that day. In his body, in Chip's body. It was just a day of power. Mm-hmm. And we went there, and Chip had this, an old football injury had come back upon him. He could barely walk. Brother Roberts laid hands on Chip. And when he did, Chip told us last week, what was it like?
It was like a lightning bolt went through me, and he excitingly said, did you feel that? And I said, yes. So it was tangible both to Brother Oral Roberts and myself.
And Brother Roberts wrote me a letter when I got back home. I received it, and he said, speaking of Chip, he said, I felt God's healing power touch his back. Mm. And he put touch in all caps. So when Brother Roberts went home, Well, I'll tell you a little bit more about this now. This was 2007. About 5 years before that, Shelley and I had been at a minister's conference. You remember this, don't you, Shel? At a minister's conference at Brother Copeland's, and we had gone back to have a noon meal, and at the table where we sat was Kenneth and Gloria, Evelyn and Richard Roberts, and Shelley and me.
Oral Roberts.
Excuse me, Richard's their son. Evelyn and Oral Roberts. Thanks for correcting me. Shelley corrects me all the time because I need it. And anyway, Brother Roberts said, Oral Roberts said, he just made an announcement. He said, I'm going home when I'm 87. I said, oh, Brother Roberts, please don't do that. We need you. He said, I'm going home. I know what happens to the human body, and I don't want to be limited. I'm going home. And I said, well, Brother Roberts, I was going to ask you to come and be with us at our annual prayer meeting in the fall. And about that time, Evelyn piped up and said, oh, he won't go. He doesn't like to travel. She said, but I do. And she said, when he goes home, when he leaves, I'm going to do some traveling. And I'll come to Branson. I said, okay, you're invited. So on the way flying out to Oral Roberts that day, this was in my memory bank that he'd been trying to go home. Especially when Evelyn left. He really wanted to go home when Evelyn left, but Evelyn left first. So we're flying out there that day in 2007. We still had our private plane. We've since sewn it into another ministry. But it was real quiet on that plane. And the Lord started talking to me. And he said, tell Oral Roberts, some men can choose the dates of their departure as is revealed in the writings of the Apostle Paul. You know, that place where Paul said, I don't know whether I'm going to choose. I'm ministrate between two. So I knew about that scripture. And he said, some men can choose the dates of their departure, as is revealed through the writings of the Apostle Paul, but others cannot. because the dates of their departure are in the sovereign plan of God. Two men who cannot are Oral Roberts and Billy Graham. The dates for at the dates of their departures, which are in the sovereign's plan of God, there will be a major shift in the heavenlies. So when we went out to Oral Roberts that day, first in the airplane, you know, when the spirit lifts off of you, you think, oh, me give a prophetic word to Oral Roberts. But when we walked in the house, there was such a presence of God that I didn't fear to do it. And so I told him that. And he then wrote this letter back to me. And on the last page of this letter, he said, "Finally, please know that I received your prophetic word, that in finishing my course, that at my death, something extraordinary will happen by the Holy Spirit." And he put that "something extraordinary" in all caps. So when I heard that Oral Roberts had gone home, and I'm on the OREA board, so they called us before they released it to the press, I'm sitting there praying, oh, he's gone. What is the shift in the heavenlies? And, you know, the Lord asked me to give the word, and I did. And then he corroborated it, so I want to know what it is. I asked one minister about it, and he said, well, in God's own time, he'll reveal it. But I don't think that was supposed to be. I think I was supposed to ask him. So I did sit there and ask him. And he, the first thing he said to me was, Oral Roberts knew to tap the power. Others simply lap the power. They run laps around it as if it were the burning bush. And we talked, a burning bush. We talked about that all last week. But now this week, we're going to talk about the shift in the heavenlies. What is that? What does that mean? And I believe I have some light on it. I am just back in Branson from having spent a week in Tulsa. Another thing that happened was Billy Joe Daugherty went home. And the last time I spoke with Billy Joe Daugherty was pastor of Victory Christian Center in Tulsa. Great work. Just across the street from Oral Roberts. Mm-hmm. The last time I spoke to him was July 10. And I was on a board meeting that he was on for Empower 21. We were at Oral Roberts University. I got a telephone call that my son Terry's baby was being born and there was problems. I needed to get home. So I gave my report at the breakfast that morning. Billy Joe Daugherty took my hands and he said, let me pray. He knows Terry and Lynn. Let me pray for you and the baby and parents. So he prayed. And then he said, and he kind of looked over his shoulder and he said, you're supposed to be at my church the first Sunday in the new year. He said, can you come? And then later he wrote it down, scribbled it January 3rd on a little piece of paper and handed it to me. So he went home exactly. Two of the biggest funerals I've ever been at happened exactly 3 weeks apart to the day, and they were both in the Mabee Center. The first one was Billy Joe's. Shelley, you were at both of them, weren't you? Mm-hmm. The first one was at Billy Joe's, filled up with people. Mm-hmm. You know, people with strong anointings, people well known. And then exactly 3 weeks later, Brother Roberts. Now, at Brother Billy Joe's funeral, there was a video of Brother Roberts. And he talked about Billy Joe and how much he loved him. And then exactly 3 weeks later, we're back there for Brother Robert's homegoing. Mm-hmm. My goodness, bless the Lord. And I think I'll go ahead and tell this here. We've got about 5 minutes left. Brother Roberts planned his funeral. Told him who to have speak. And so he had just his children speak and a couple of other people. Richard spoke, and of course, Roberta. And they told about how it was when he went home. And Roberta and I did a roadshow on it. And he said, she said, you know, Dad, he had fallen. And she said he couldn't move, really. And he had pneumonia. And they were giving him a big doses of morphine. And she said, we were just basically sitting with him, you know, for those days. But we went down and get a bite to eat, Richard and I. And they called us and said, your dad's calling for you. We came back down the hall And we heard this loud noise. It was him singing. It was Brother Robert singing. They walked in the room. He wanted to sing all the old camp meeting songs. I sing, you know, where the healing water flow, all the tent meeting songs. Wanted them to sing with him. Talked about the things he taught them. And they were singing his theme song. Something good is going to happen to you. Happen to you this very day. Something good is going to happen to you. Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. And then he started laughing. Roberto said he started laughing. He said, I'm going home. Jesus is in this room. I'm going home. And he starts singing, something good is going to happen to me. Happen to me this very day. Something good is going to happen to me. Jesus of Nazareth is passing my way. And then Roberta said, there was an hour when he was completely lucid, no pain, moving his toes, tapping time to the music. And then he went back like to a coma again. She believes that he left Earth at that very time. Hmm. Well, I have a friend. I stayed in Tulsa, and I have a friend who's been to heaven. And I have a lot of friends who've been to heaven and back, and Brother Hagin prophesied to me that just before Jesus comes, people will start doing this, going to heaven, coming back, giving the story. So this is a lady that I believe in, and I said, I called her because the Lord showed me to call her. And I said, did you know Oral Roberts went home? She said, I did. I said, she said, I saw it. The Lord let me see it. And I said, did you watch the memorial service? She said, no, I didn't. But she said, let me tell you what happened. It was so strange. She said, Jesus went after him in his own chariot. She said, he doesn't go after everybody. Everybody's escorted to heaven. But Jesus doesn't escort everyone. But he does all those people who have given their all. And Oral Roberts had given his all, known great persecution. Mm. And his family had given their all. And she said, they're going to know great blessing too. But she said, when he went and Jesus took him in his chariot, she said, then when he got to heaven, she said, when people in heaven, they always get notice if their loved ones are coming home. And Evelyn was at the portal to meet him at the gate, the gates. And she was beautiful. And she had a gift for him. And my friend said, it was a strange gift, Billy. I said, what was it? She said, it was an acoustic guitar. I said, you didn't watch the memorial service? No. She said, and Evelyn said, come on, Oral, let's go make some music. Mm-hmm. And she grabbed him by the hand and they went to a place and he played his guitar and they sang and they had a big homecoming party for him. When I told this to Roberta Potts, of course the kids were singing with him here. His children were singing with him here. Mm-hmm. He got up there, his wife was singing with him and the family that had gone on. And Roberta said, you know, Dad used to play guitar and Mother, and they sang. That's the way they started their ministry. But this, my friend didn't know that. But my friend told me something that she saw that is going to give us light on what happened when the major shift in the heavenlies began. And we're going to talk about it tomorrow. We're going to offer to you this week two books, Triumphant Church by Kenneth Hagin, Thought of the Believer by John A. McMillan. You need them both. Call us at 1-800-972-3447. We're offering them for just $5 each. Shalom.
Shalom.